very improbable circumstances, and he was devoted to the city of Washington. We have many great owners, each in his or her own way of doing good things, but, you know, and each of them is different, but they'll never be another man.
What did you tell him when he first told you he wanted to build an arena here?
I asked him a question. I'm a lawyer, so you do it Socratically. Are you sure? And his response was, I'm sure. And my question was, well, is this the wisest thing from your financial planning perspective? And that's when he would say, well, I'm not planning to be the richest person in the cemetery, so I really don't care. And that was a familiar refrain of his.
Did you rely on him more than maybe most owners?
You know, I really was lucky enough in my time to rely upon a lot of owners, and they had been less involved in the last several years. But really, when I called him, it was really just to check in the last several years. And he would call me in the same way. How are you? What's going on? I'll tell you one story I didn't tell tonight. Was he was very concerned because the way the season is going to open next year, Wizards. And so as a result, there was a prospect that the team would be on the road for a week. And he was concerned. He was concerned as 3 days before his death that the team would have to open with 3 games on the road. And he wanted to reassure him that there would only be 2. And I started yelling at him. I said, will you stop it? Would you go back and worry about yourself? If it'll make you hang up, I'll take care of it. Not to worry. But that's the kind of detail that he was focusing on till the very end, about his team, about the arena, about the people.
One more question, please.
How did he help you personally, you know, become commissioner of the league, and what influence did he have in your career?
Well, what I said earlier was the whole notion of being yourself and staking out a position, and that was something that was very important to him and ultimately to me. You can't serve any mythical owner. You serve what you perceive to be the interests of 29 from one or 30 from a league perspective, and he felt that very strongly. He really did influence me on the notion of community service. He was available for everything, and even in the context of sports, he was able to say, why not do it? Why not go to Israel? Why not go to China? And whether he did or he didn't, he always told me that he was responsible for becoming commissioner, especially when we were disagreeing about something. And I love him for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.